The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
European champion Jeff, Matt Hardy, Team Extreme with the Hardy Boys. And is it true that I see before me that we are going to have the Hardy Boys take on the Young Bucks?
You're damn right.
God damn it.
Yes,
man, seriously, the Young Bucks have changed their sort of their attire of lately. It's been very interesting. They look like a bunch of Karens. They look like women out there that would like to speak to the manager.
Well, you know what they look like to me?
Honey Boys?
They look like the greatest tag team in wrestling.
God damn it. Shut the fuck up. I can't believe you actually sleep at night, you know, even uttering those words, man. What the hell is wrong with you?
And that's the thing, though, bro. I really am. I am a huge fan. I actually found my Young Buck T-shirt the other day. And my arm doesn't even fit into it. But it's a great T-shirt I can just hold up.
You should put that up on our socials.
Me trying to do it a picture, tight, all belly.
Don't put it on. Just wear it. Just hold it up. And just like, you know, take a selfie or get someone in your family. Hey, son, would you mind taking this a photo for daddy? I would like to put this on me Instagram. Me loving Young Buck. Love me a big, love me
super kick party. So,
anybody up for a super kick party?
Oh man,
here we got Ian C. Is everyone still going today in this ring?
So Devon is a podcaster.
Yes.
Bub is a podcaster with Busted Open Radio.
Yes.
Edge, we know, is back. Christian's still going in AEW.
Yes.
Who else is in the room there? I'm not saying anything about Benoit, but yes. That's the worst lead-in, you know?
I was wondering how you were going to go with that. Because I reeled you in and was like, here we go. I think Benoit is next coming up. No, not saying that.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't blurred his face out. So,
no. It was actually funny how you say that. I was actually telling my partner that we were actually going to be covering an actual show with Chris Benoit tonight, and she's like, "Did they actually still put him on the network, babe?" I mean, they do actually. They don't mention him in any of sort of like the lead ups and stuff like that, like the show notes. They still have him on every single pay-per-view that he was part of. Oh, really? Yeah. Yep. And, they did a whole bunch of documentaries back in the day when he had his WWE run. And, they don't show those up anymore. So, yeah.
Here we go.
I was speaking of the, we just saw the tag straps on the top there. Have you seen what the new unified tag team titles look like now?
No, I haven't. What do they look like?
Exactly the same.
What's They've the got, difference?
Well, the, up the top is a little bit of red over the sort of the belt line. There's like a stitching, and underneath is blue.
And why wouldn't they just keep the two belts like Roman's doing?
Yeah, good question. Good question. WWE. Oh, Devon. Sorry, no. Yep. Bubba's decided to keep the glasses on in thoughts and prayers for Spike Diddley. They still got training shots. Take the glasses off, Bubba. Come on. Got these boys here. These guys have had some ongoing battles for eons.
Yeah, what, crazy tables matches and what, ladder matches and TLC matches? And
That is there correct.
We go, sent on. Jesus. Oh, he hit that ladder.
Glasses nearly fell off. Take them off. Fuck's sake. Come on, let's go, mate.
Keep him on the whole match.
Do it. Or.
And talking about ladder matches, like, what's one of your favorite ones that you've checked out before?
I think you can always go back in our TBK vault, and we've already discussed about that before. And but yeah, but I definitely have to say the Scott Hall and Shawn Michaels when we did our
That was a great one that you said there. Yeah, Hall and Razor and Shawn when we did our Razor Scott Hall tribute. Yeah, from WrestleMania 10. That was a great one.
That's a good one. I think ladders today have sort of changed since what I saw a couple of weeks ago between Jeff Hardy and Darby Allin.
Yeah, oh, that spot. That was crazy.
I don't want... Now, I was watching this as a young man here during this Jesus Christ at this time, and I found this highly entertaining and not really thinking that these guys were like, yeah, this is pretend fighting. Yes, they are having a bit of fun out there, but you know, how do you take a ladder shot like this, like that bang? You know, it's just ladder's not meant to be used as a utensil to hurt someone. They're only used to be climbing up to get something down from the roof or whatever, or a tree. But just to see Darby Allin and Jeff Hardy fucking around with a ladder, and as I am now as a 38-year-old man, made me think, oh, I hope they're okay. Did I find that entertaining? I did for about 5 minutes, and then I went, I hope they're okay. And I would imagine in the arena, that would have been an amazing spectacle to see, but I've got to be extremely cautious on how they feel and how that went, because it just looked bad. It just looked really fucked up.
It just looks so high, like from inside it. It just looks so high from that camera angle as well.
It did, and it was just, and when you got two referees on the side, I think it was one referee maybe holding the ladder, so nothing bad happens, and all those chairs and how they all, and I think how Darby got all folded up, it was like, bro, there's no need for it, man. But again, it's entertainment. It's the stuff that Tony Khan probably at this time was vastly enjoying, watching the Hardys do best. Oh my God, where we got Benoit on top. He's gonna
flinch. And he misses it. Chest first, face onto the ground.
I am the table. Right.
Well, I was gonna say, do you want to know my favorite ladder match?
Yes, please.
Anything that has the Young Bucks in it. So I can name some that they've beaten, or...
I think I might just turn this whole thing off now, guys, and let Tom take over for the rest of the night. But thanks, everyone, for listening, and see you later.
You're there, El.
No, I've left. Fuck you. Anything with the Young Bucks in it. What the hell's wrong with you? You sick?
Oh, watch this. Here's the Bulldog by Jericho. Watch this. This is reminiscent of their Raw Roulette spot that we covered, guys, as well. Here it comes. Oh. Watch this. God's sake.
He just drove his face right into it. And this is, like you said, the Raw Roulette that he did. Because that's where he knocked him loopy, didn't he?
Yeah, supposedly Bubba had a full-on concussion and like had no idea how to get his motion skills back. Like, what do I do? How do I climb this? And yeah,
and it went back after the match. Oh, okay.
You got Taz trying to help Benoit here, calling for EMT assistance.
Yo, hurry up!
Hurry the fuck up!
Yo, someone send Hook down. Put Hook in the ring. Man, how old was Hook? Hook at this time was probably just a baby.
I was either going to say he probably wasn't even born yet, supposedly, almost. Let's find out how old he was.
Yeah, I was going to say, at this time, I think you're totally right.
He's 23, so he was born in 1999, so he was 2.
Yeah, come on, send Hook down. He's 2 years old. Let him win the championship. Let him take over Benoit's spot. And he and Jericho become tag champions. Do it.
That's better than Strowman and Nicholas. So
yeah, if Nicholas can do it, so can Hook, baby Hook.
What's your take on the whole Hook character?
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. It's just he's very much like his dad, but it's not done in like a big hype way where he's a kid that looks fucking scary. He's a good-looking kid too, which is good for if you want to take your girlfriend to go on wrestling or your boyfriend, it's 2022, and so and then to see him, what he's doing now is great. It's sort of like we're seeing that Grandmaster Sexy and here comes his spot, like the Steve Blackman and Grandmaster Sexy thing we saw before with he and. Who is he teaming up with again? Sorry.
Oh, Danhausen.
Danhausen, that's it.
Or Danhausen, as they pronounce it.
Danhausen.
Du hast.
Du hast. Du hast, Mick. Now you just listen to me. I'm going to cause a... no swearing. Jesus.
I was going to say, that spot happened earlier that year where Jericho did it to Benoit, but he had him bent on one ladder.
In that submission match.
Oh, shit.
Far out.
He, like, fell forever and then just face plans.
Face
plan. Oh, crap. Here we go. They're all coming in now.
Nobody likes DNC.
Christian. Oh, shit. Yep.
Raw, right in the Mammy Danny button. Right there. He bloody pantsed him then.
And this is on free TV.
Yep. Free television.
Oh, here we go. These two now.
We had this on a Saturday afternoon. We did. I think even at the time, I think we might have even recorded it with ads and all. Oh,
holy shit! Hip toss.
Oh, rips his shirt off. Slaps him in the chest.
Watch this. Look at the height of this suplex. Look at this.
Oh,
my god. Holy shit.
Imagine this crowd's having a fantastic night tonight. They're like, we're just going to come to a show. We're going to eat some popcorn. We're going to drink some beer. We're going to see some wrestling. And then all of a sudden it's like, watch. Fuck.
But like, they would have come to this show having no idea what the matches would be.
Exactly.
And then like Vince McMahon's dropping a Fatal 4-Way TLC for you.
Exactly, too. And then, but also you get a... what did you say? A 6 to 7 minute promo by Stone Cold Steve Austin, who's gone mad, and you got to see Trish Stratus do the worm.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
I would have bought food then. So
yeah, I would have walked out. I would have. That would have been my toilet break.
I don't like Trish, and I like she's a very attractive woman. I just didn't like her as a character.
Yeah, well, you're an idiot, and that's okay, and that's you. Fucking hell.
Here he comes.
He's a wounded wabble wolverine, and he's ready to be in the wrestling wing to take on all the wrestlers.
You don't say wrestlers, we say superstars.
Yeah, sorry. You'll never change my way of doing that. I know the AEW is... we say the word wrestler. We don't say superstar. Michael Cole's losing his voice there.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, knife finish jobs. And you get one. And you get one. And you get one. Oh.
Jesus, this is like gang bashing of you.
I was wondering if we were going to say that. Look like they're trying to gangbang him there. I'm like, easy up, Tom. What the fuck?
Group over then, jeez.
Get a bit of gangbang action, hey? Right on him.
Shut up. This is a great spot. Here we go.
Yeah. Someone get that drink out of the ring, please. Get that cup out of the ring.
How'd that get in there? What the?
Someone. Oh, look out, look out. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Here we go. Oh, no.
Oh, love it.
Wasn't at the same time.
Mm.
It was just like, slap, slap.
If the first one didn't hurt you, the second one will.
Mm-hmm. You're going to know it fucking hit you then, mate.
Oh, here we go.
What's up?
Use the ladder, Devon. Come on.
Move that fucking cup.
Just crushes coke everywhere.
What's up?
Oh.
Oh.
Table time.
Woo, 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 woo.
Lace it was so over him. This, wasn't it?
Does that green side say smack that ass or smack this ass?
Smack
this ass. Mm. Smack. I like to think it said snack. Snack this ass.
You hungry?
What? Shut up. Move on. You ruined it now. You ruined it. Let's try this again.
Jesus.
Boom, boom. So good.
Sorry, mate. We were meant to time it together, so you got hit twice when it was meant to be, you know, one single. But
I love Ben Wise. It's like, Yeah, take that, you motherfucker. Take that.
Jericho in. Jesus.
Oh. Listen to this.
Oh, here we go.
Splat. Listen to this.
Far out.
No hands up on that one.
You were taking this hit.
If you like it or fucking not.
Jesus. And side note, I actually watched the Beyond, not Beyond the Ring, the Dark Side of the Ring Benoit show a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that Jericho talks about in that is chair shots.
Yes.
And how, you know, you lift, you pull your shoulders up, you grit your teeth, and you just take it on the head.
And that's what he did right there, didn't he? Oh. Look at the people. There's a group of gentlemen up the front there just smiling.
Mm.
Is that Timmy White getting in? Helping out with the ladder there.
Yeah, it's like he's helping them control the spots now. Like, get this one out, get this one ready.
Yeah, they're all talking move to each other.
Move that ladder here, move that one here. And Christian going on. What's going to do a moonsault?
Here we go.
He used to do a frog splash. So, oh, no. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Yes. Oh, no.
You
oh,
can feel it coming. Here it comes.
3D! 3D!
Oh, my Lord.
Through a motherfucking table.
And he sold that so well.
Oh, look at him. What a match. Oh. Love Taz. That's not like a 3D. That's a 4D.
That was unreal.
That was unreal, Cole. I want to see Devon and Bob Ray hit Christian through a table. It was a 3D.
He hit him with a big boot.
He hit him with a big boot through a table.
The Hardys have got Bubba now.
Yep.
They're chopping by Bubba. Just get the fog off me, man.
Get off me, man. Gang warfare here.
Jesus. Oh. Yep.
Just a monitor to the face. You'll be right, mate. You'll be right.
Oh, there he is. Yep. And there's the big boy.
It's a Derby-sized ladder. My God.
And just really quickly, as we're watching this spot, guys, I was chatting to my 9-year-old the other day, and we actually watched this spot, and he said, "Dad, wait, show me again," because it's the absolute crazy height that Jeff gets doing the leapfrog over. It's a crazy spot. Is
so good.
Jesus. Yeah, no hands. No.
That's like a gun going off.
You just grit those that teeth echoed. And take it.
Big time.
It's up there with the Guerrero JBL chair shot. Just slashed him in the head.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, shit. Here he goes.
Jeff Hardy climbing up one ladder. Leapy.
Oh, my God. And just blew it up. Just blew it up.
Just exploded. Good God.
That is crazy. Watch him just shatter as he jumps up. Here we go. Up and over and just shatters. Yoit. Bam!
But watch Jeff as well, too. He just gets folded up.
Yeah, he does. He, like, whiplashes.
Yep.
It's like he's, like, bounced off Bubba's body, launching himself backwards.
Unbelievable. And then we got Devon and Matt in the ring now. Oh, here we go. Climbing.
You can just sense something bad's about to happen just looking at it.
Yeah, just the feeling. Just the feeling is there. You guys are way off. You're not even... What's going to happen here?
Is that a twist? Oh, shit.
Twist of fate.
Shit! Holy shit, yep. Mm-hmm.
And look at he's doing the convulsing. He's doing the classic convulsing.
That's awesome. Oh, my lord. Timmy, I've got you, bro. I've got you.
I love that. Oh my god! Look at this angry cam.
Crazy camera. Here we go. Just feet come last.
And look at it. Look the jolting.
I love that.
Just that's some strength right there, young Matt Hardy.
Well, here we go. Jericho's coming in. Got a chair.
Jericho in the chair. You know it's lethal.
Oh!
Bounce off the ropes.
Oh, so good.
Oh! Splat.
And thinking of those belts, too, you know, again, one of my favorite versions of the tag team title, too, in the WWE. Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't know that the belts changed, actually, that you were just telling us before, that the belts are now red and blue. I thought they were going to keep the two single belts and be like Roman, but...
Yeah, I saw it. I think it was either Twitter or Instagram that came up on my feet. Where's he going?
I'm going to try and jump. Oh, here's Edge on the top.
Oh. Yeah, you're...
Hey, Jericho, what?
What?
Bam.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Everyone is standing.
Jericho's like confused. He's like, oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. Bang. From the top of the ladder.
Good God. One more time.
I love how they're checking on each other too there. You see them both chatting to each other when they land the spot.
Yeah, and covering their mouths and checking up on each other.
It's still awkward, isn't it? Just like, do you want to speak about Benoit kind of thing? It's like you don't want to talk about it, but you got to talk about it.
You got to talk about it, yeah. I mean, excuse the silence, guys, but you know, when Chris Benoit is climbing up to the ring, up to the ladder, you sort of want someone to come along and just smack him in the head with a chair really hard again.
Mm.
You know.
Has he got it?
He's going to get him.
Benoit on top.
Preferably, it would have been better if Jericho got the titles, but it's okay. It is what it is. Dun, 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 dun.
And your winners and still World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions. What a brutal match.
Absolute brutality.
And once again, on free TV.
That's right. I do enjoy seeing the referees quickly getting in there and checking on the talent.
Mm. And that's the crazy thing about these matches. Like, these guys still got to go do house shows tomorrow. Like, they still got to travel around, do house shows, do some smaller events, then go to Raw next week, and then SmackDown again. And
that's the most fucked up thing that we forgot about, because things are not as big as they were. Like today.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know if this. There we go, holding him up.
Great shot there. And that's it. Any closing comments, Al, before we shout it to some other podcasts?
What a fantastic choice right there to celebrate you, the people out there, to watch this very awesome SmackDown. This one, it does very hold heartily into our hearts because it is a 2001 show, because this is when we were watching wrestling like non-stop. We were watching it on when it was the first, it was, yeah, Raw was on, I think for us down here, I think we'll be able to watch it on, I think it was like Tuesday that we got to watch it, and if we were lucky we would record it during the day so we can come home and watch it and try to avoid all the spoilers. But the great thing about SmackDown was we were actually watching it live, which was a lot of fun too, so we had no idea what was going on. So if we saw any spoilers, it never did, because we actually were watching it live like the rest of the world. So yes, super awesome show. Good choice, bro.
No worries, bro. Thanks for coming out. And before we actually finish up this episode, guys, we want to give a shout out to not only one but two great wrestling podcasts, but also a shout out to our affiliate partners, including Rogue Energy, Player One Coffee, Clinch Gaming. Check these guys out.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Well, guys, you know what time it is. Alan's left the room, so I have to give a bit of a readout of our sponsors and affiliates. So Rogue Energy is a premium energy and focus supplement designed to optimize your mental and physical performance. And if you check out rogueenergy.com and use our promo code 2702 at checkout, you will get 10% off products. Next one I want to talk about is Luxy. So Luxy can enhance your performance with their analog grips. These grips can be used on your PlayStation, your Xbox, and your Nintendo Switch. And if you visit Luxy.com and use the promo code BRO247, that's BRO247, you get a total of 15% off products. Up next is Triumph Chairs. So Triumph Chairs is a gaming chair company specializing in comfort and performance. Visit TriumphChairs.com and use the promo code BRO247 on checkout to get 10% off products. Up next is Clinch Gaming. Clinch Gaming manufactures custom professional gaming controllers that you can use on your Xbox and your PlayStation, and use our promo code BRO247 on checkout to get 5% off products. Up next is Player One Coffee. So Player One Coffee develop coffee recipes custom tailored to gamers, creative developers, and just about anyone who really enjoys a cup of coffee. And lucky last is victoriouseyewear.com. So Victorious Eyewear developed blue light blocking gaming glasses designed to eliminate digital eye strain and help you maintain comfortable and focused. Visiting victoriouseyewear.com and use the promo code BRO247 at checkout gets you 10% off. So again, shout out there to Victorious Eyewear, Player One Coffee, Clinch Gaming, Triumph Chairs, Luxy.com, and Rogue Energy. All right, guys, we are back, and with the tale of what has been a great episode for Wrestling Companion number 79 and episode 131 of the Brocast podcast. Any closing comments, Al, before we finish up this month?
Thanks again for everyone taking their time to download this show yet again. Hope everyone vastly enjoyed it. And, I hope everything's going well in everybody's world right now. I know that the COVID numbers are always still steadily going up, but it's not as big as in the news anymore. Yes, we've got the monkey virus, which I'm really hoping one day it's going to transform us back into monkeys. And so it'll be great, because then you and I can actually do the Brocast monkey cast. I'm for it.
We'll be like Planet of the Apes, I reckon.
Yeah, but they say that. they've been like, oh yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Planet of the Apes. It's probably just going to be something that, you know, you get little spots on your arms and then that's it. You don't really go back to be back to our ancestral primates, sadly. It's a damn shame. It's a damn, damn shame.
We could all grow a tail. That'll be interesting.
No, we don't. No. No, thanks. I don't want, no. I don't want a tail. No. No, thank you. I'd rather not.
All right, guys, in regards to our social media streams, you can check us out on Twitter and Instagram at The Brocast. That's TheBrocast. You can also download all previous episodes on Spotify, CastBox, Castro, Podbean, and Apple iTunes. Wherever you can get podcasts, you will find The Brocast podcast. We will be announcing what will be our next wrestling companion, which will be coming up for the month of June. But thank you once again for all your support, mainly that are on Twitter, guys, for helping us reach over 8,000 followers. So from us to you, thank you very much. And as we say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening all.
Good night. Yeah, guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
All right, choppy, choppy, your pee-pee.
Here we go.
Yep. Trying to cut off his cabana.
Yeah. Well, that's some cabana in the Fiji.
I'm good, Tom. I'll leave that cabana alone. Would you like to share some cabana and while we watch some wrestling?
You eat one and I eat the other. Wait.
You said you weren't going to be the creep tonight.
It's reactions, guys. It's reactions.
Fucking idiot.
To the face. What? I don't like cabana. Oh, okay. Look at his face.